Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there?
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real-life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, my Atlantan. This is another blessed day, and again, we are here with another wonderful guest. Online, I have Ms. Deborah Giver, a formulator of specific healing essential oils, stands on a solid scientific foundation when it comes to the most efficient and affordable path towards gaining health every day. An early and intense passion for medicine, chemistry, biology, and psychology developed into 35 years of experience in the health and beauty industry, including owning and operating 5 holistic healthcare day spas, establishing and operating a state-licensed holistic healthcare college for 18 years. The results from her 28-year controlled field study and clinical research has turned into an affordable and effective healing protocol that supports the body to heal from every type of chronic disease. Good afternoon, Deborah. Did I get everything correct on your bio?
You sure did. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, thank you for attending. I appreciate this. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's lovely here in Southern California. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Our temperatures are pretty. My temperatures are low. I think we're in the 50s today, if I'm correct. And last week ago we had a snowstorm, so I'm glad that's over.
Oh yeah, I enjoy our Southern California weather because you can stay active outdoors all year round.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I wish we had. I can't wait for the summer. I'm not a cold person. My birthday is in the cold month, but I'm not a cold person at all. I love my summer. I do. But anyhow, let's get this going. Deborah, I wanted to ask, because you're a holistic healthcare expert, what exactly is a holistic healthcare expert? Am I saying it correctly, or is it holistic?
It's holistic, and it is confusing. Because we hear words thrown around, Western medicine, conventional medicine, allopathic medicine, alternative medicine, and holistic medicine. And so it gets really confusing. And I developed my own definition after having my clinical research, which involved 850 people that equated to 250 families, 3 generations deep, and I was able to track them and watch how they cultivated chronic diseases over a 28-year period. Holistic health incorporates natural science, biochemistry, physics, and psychology into therapeutic treatments and programs designed to best support the body mind to heal while investigating the physical, mental, and social conditions that actually cultivated the disease. We do not diagnose. We do not prescribe any drugs. We do not perform any surgeries, nor do we claim to cure disease. So it's different. Now, conventional medicine or Western or allopathic medicine is set up by the AMA, and it's everything taught in the conventional medical system of education. And we can kind of see the results of just sticking to that modality because we have so, like America ranks number one in chronic and degenerative diseases, all of which are food and stress related.
Okay, because we're not skipping over anything, but I did try one of your essential oils, and I would love for you to explain about the essential oils. What are they before I actually tell about how I really felt about using it?
Well, essential oils are plant-based botanicals, and they're incredibly powerful. They're 300 times more powerful, more concentrated than the plant, herb, flower, root, stem, seed, or fruit that they're distilled or pressed or extracted from. And we are very similar to the plants as far as what we need nutritionally and vibrationally. So when you use the essential oils, you inhale them, and they synaptic on all regions in the brain, and they work instantly with the central nervous system. They work like a messenger system with the pituitary, the hypothalamus, and the endocrine system. And your endocrine system is what controls all the hormone release, digestive enzymes, body temperature, libido hormones, digestion issues. And then they also work topically when you apply them on the skin, and you do that in the case of, let's say, an infection or pain. And that's more like a cell-to-cell communication. So there's three different delivery systems. They're just a teeny bit heavier than a gas, and they're safe. In 5,000 years, there's never been a recorded, documented fatality due to common sense use of the essential oils, where the drugs are killing over 800,000 Americans every year.
Now, the one you sent me was for deep sleep, and I really liked that one because I slept better, less headache, less pain, was able to wake up and feel refreshed. So I really enjoyed this one.
Well, you are so welcome. I wanted you to have a personal experience because a lot of people don't think that it can be that effective if you're just inhaling something. But when you really understand how the brain works, how the body regulator is the hypothalamus, and it affects and connects and communicates to every single one of your 65 trillion cells of the body, it's very powerful when you can stimulate a response naturally without side effects.
So, Deborah, what actually made you want to get into this, make you want to start spreading the word about this type of oil?
Well, the essential oils came out of the 28-year field study. I did work with other botanicals, and I set up a holistic state licensed college for the ability to experiment legally and ethically on living humans. Up until this point, all testing had been done on dead people. So I wanted to see the result, if somebody really could eat healthy, eat clean, eat fruits and vegetables that provide all the nutrition. And then I wanted to find something, I had to find something to help them through the cleansing and detox process because they would go through some pain, because anytime you detox toxins out of your body, you do experience pain. And then people were already on drugs, and so I wanted to help them gain balance emotionally, mentally, and physically, because the drugs were throwing them out of balance. My son was diagnosed with ADD, and I did refuse to drug him, and that's when I really got serious about the essential oils.
I know my daughters are diagnosed with that, and I don't want to put them on any medicine. I received a book from another author who will be a guest on my show later on, talking about ways to parent, but it looks like it's so hard because it looks like it goes one ear out the other because they're eight, and I'm like, am I doing this right? I'm trying to talk to them. Is it good to discipline them? But I refuse to put them on the medicine because, as I was told, the medicine only makes it worse. It makes them act like zombies.
Well, if you understand, there's a huge difference between botanical therapies mm-hmm. and the drugs. And I don't know how scientific you want to go, but I do go into depth with diagrams. You know, if you click on aromatherapy under learn on my website, pathtoperfecthealth.com, you can see how it's all diagrammed, like how the molecules travel, how they work with the olfactory bulb, how they work in all the regions of the brain. For ADD and ADHD, bipolar, mood swings, PMS, even DNA mutations, it's all in specific regions of the brain that can be balanced with the essential oils.
Now, throughout our emailing one another, you mentioned about stress patterns. What are the stress patterns and how do they actually start, Deborah?
Well, they start really early on. In fact, they can even start in the womb. The human organism has two natural contractions in a defense response, and that would be the startling of a loud noise and the feeling of falling. So even in a dream, if you are dreaming that you're falling, you'll jerk, you'll tighten up. every other tightening or defense mechanism is a learned response, like, ooh, fire's hot, and we pull away. And then pretty soon, if we just get close to something that feels warm, we're not going to touch it. So we are a living, learning, self-renewing, slowly adapting organism. So the stress response is a defense reaction, and every one of our stress responses today is basic, unless we are falling or we hear a loud noise, we are responding because of something we learned. Like in the day, we used to run from a dinosaur. If we didn't get eaten, we'd lay down, we'd relax. Well, we don't ever relax. And it's how we contract our muscles is the only way that makes us specific. Every human is identical. We all eat and digest our food, excrete our waste, regulate our blood and body fluids. The only way we're different, like why do some people cultivate heart disease and some people cultivate diabetes? Why do some people have ADD? Why do some people have bipolar? It's in our stress pattern, the way we tighten up, because that is what blocks the system and causes a backup of harsh and damaging biochemicals.
Okay. So how do we end up finding them?
Well, you can find them as knots, usually. Or, like with my method, I've able to work with a person, show them their stress pattern, show them how they're tightening up, how that's blocking the healing of the body. Because anytime your blood is slowed down or it's gummed up with prescription drugs or biochemicals from your personal care products that are so caustic, if you're eating packaged, chemically laced, dead food that's basically fake food that's manufactured, your system's all gummed up. And then we have these knots, these stress knots in our muscles that trap these biochemicals, these damaging, this chemistry. And that's how we start contracting a disease in an area.
Oh, wow. So is there any way, do they prevent us from healing?
I'm sorry, what?
I was asking Deborah, do they prevent us from healing? And if so, how?
Yes, it slows the healing process down because anytime you have a kink or a knot, it's like a water hose. And if you have a kink in a water hose, you can't get, in your garden hose, you can't get water out of it. And at that kink is where the inflammation will build up or condensation will set in, and it just keeps backing up. Your blood needs to flow freely throughout the body. The blood is the nutrition to all body parts, and it also cleanses out the cellular waste, the metabolized cellular waste. So if it can't get to all areas, you will have a dis-ease. So let's just talk about something very simple. A lot of people cultivate tightness up in their shoulder blades and upper back if they're on the computer a lot and they're sitting there. Maybe they have a deadline. They're doing their work. They're focused on getting off, and stress is running. Maybe they have a child at home that is sick, so they're forced to be at work and they don't really want to be there. So they tighten up. And what happens is they kink in their upper back and shoulders, and then their arms and hands aren't getting the blood flow. They aren't getting the cleansing of the blood, and they aren't getting the food of the blood. And so the hands will go numb and start tingling, just like when something falls asleep. So that is the problem right there. So part of it is learning to relax your muscle tightening, because you're sitting there tight like you have a gun to your head, but you don't, but you're tightening up like you do. And also make sure your blood is clean of debris. So eat clean fruits and vegetables and clean out. I have a lot of help. Everything is free as far as nutrition on my website, pastheperfecthealth.com, and just click on Learn and Nutrition and go to Cleanse and Detox. And then the essential oils are very powerful at, like, the pain formula releases all those muscle kinks. And there are other formulas specific to help if there's already a disease cultivated, because they're loaded with nutrients. And each one of the single essential oils has 200 to 800 healing constituents. And then I combine them into specific formulas. So it's just amazing food for the cells.
Okay. So, Deborah, Now, I know you mentioned detox and cleans. Now, I do one. It's called like a green smoothie, and I use kale, spinach, and I'll put fruits, which is very helpful. I love it. It's very good for you because you're getting a lot of your vitamins from all those vegetables. But, Deb, I wanted to ask, how long does it normally take to see and feel these results from when you detox?
Well, you can see the results really quickly. I mean, if you start having hot flashes and sweats, that's because the toxins that have been stored in tissue, your body has a rest now. You're giving it a rest, and it can go back in and pop those toxic gel balls out of the stored connective tissue, and those are highly toxic. So your body's going to naturally want to burn them up with a fever or a hot flash, and your body's going to naturally want to sweat it out, and your body's going to create some mucus to move it out. And those are not symptoms to be frightened of. Those are actually the symptoms of a detox. So if you're going too quickly into your detox, you can slow it down a little bit. But you'll notice a result right away. I have a tasting party where I'll make 8 raw food dishes in an hour and a half to show people how simple it can be to eat healthy and how great it tastes. And they feel the result just in that one meal. They have more energy. They don't feel the heaviness. They have not burdened their system down.
Man, that's a good thing because we all need that. We definitely need to clean, keep our system clean, because usually it causes a lot of stress and it causes headaches when you're not properly cleaned out. Deborah, now I know you mentioned that you're a raw food chef and a volunteer, and you teach children to fall in love with healing vegetables. What is a good way to start children on healing vegetables? How can you even get them started?
It's really easy. I mean, depending on how old the child is and how resistant they are, you have to realize that children are targeted by the food industry. Average child sitting in front of the TV watches 10,000 commercials, and none of them are focused on nutrition. These are commercials. The food industry spends billions on targeting children to get them to be addicted, over-consuming consumers. So you have to realize that you're up against a lot of brainwashing and a lot of programming, because 95% of these ads are for fast food, candy, soft drink, cereals, and none of this is nutritious. And it also lights up the brain chemistry, the layering of sugars, fats, and salts. It lights up the brain chemistry like heroin or cocaine. So they're highly addicted to the sugar, fats, and salts. So what I do, depending on how old the child is, I have 2 cups, one with a Frito and one with a little piece of carrot. And first they put the Frito in their mouth and chew it. And as soon as the flavor of the fats and the salt is gone, they basically have a mouthful of paste. So I tell them to rinse it out. And then they put in the piece of carrot and chew it, and they can see the difference because it gets sweeter and sweeter. So you can do little tests like that. You can also teach your child to be aware as they're watching the television. I do have a great post on my website under Learn and it under Nutrition, and it's called Addiction to Junk Food. And if you click on the pictures, it'll take you to the newsreels that actually are great about teaching you to explain to your child when they're watching the commercial that that actor's being paid a lot of money, and they probably eat really healthy fruits and vegetables, and they don't eat the packaged, chemically laced dead food.
Exactly, and that is so true. These actors do. They get paid so much money just to do what they just to promote these commercials, as you were saying in one of your articles on Focus, how the government controls the schools and they provide them with the grant money, but they still have to buy the manufactured food. So what are good ways to really not let your children eat the food? Because, see, I don't pack lunches for my girls. So should I start packing lunch, healthy snacks for them to school?
Yeah, the schools are being forced actually to use the junk food. The corporations want to connect the association to happy childhood memories to their junk food, so that when they're adults, they're not conscious about it. They just see a labeling. It's called a cue, is set off in their subconscious, and they're just driven towards that packaged food. But yeah, teach your children the difference between the desire to eat from an addiction compared to what nutrition is. And it's okay to indulge in a poison every once in a while because your body can clean it out, especially when you're really healthy and your immune system is functioning. But that's on a rare occasion. In fact, the creator of the Cinnabon, she made a very powerful statement in a book that I read recently called The End of Overeating. If someone today asked me to create the world's greatest cinnamon roll, I'd probably think differently about it. 20 years ago, it was a once-in-a-while indulgence. I wasn't worried about obesity among children. Now I am. I am very concerned that kids are growing up eating too many things like Cinnabon every day of their lives.
And I did read that, and it made me think that all the restaurants around the world need to start getting in the habit of reevaluating their menus, because there's a lot of people who don't want to eat all that fattening. I think every restaurant needs to start including more healthier foods and also include calories. I think McDonald's is starting to do it more now. They're including, like, how many calories this has, and which is good.
Well, in a way, but the food industry wants you to think that a calorie from a sugar or a french fry is the same calorie from a carrot, and it's not. No, it's very, very different. You've got empty calories, and then you've got nutritious calories. So what you want to do is maximize your calories to be nutritious rather than empty calories. Because you can eat, like, let's say 600 calories of fruits and vegetables is really different than 600 calories at McDonald's. So that's where the focus has to be. And you really have to just stop eating out. Grow your garden. If you can't grow it, get to a farmer's market. If you can't get to a farmer's market, then get to the organic section in your grocery store. Go to, on my website, I have a lot of easy raw food meals that you can make. And the reason you want to eat your fruits and vegetables raw and chew them to juice is because if you cook your vegetables over 118 degrees, you don't have any enzymes that help you digest and you don't have any vitamins. So you might as well eat cardboard. But when you really learn, I have another post, $15 for 5 days of nutrition. This does not have to be expensive. You will actually save $200 to $300 off your grocery bill by eating healthy.
Okay. And we're thinking that it costs so much to eat healthy, because that's the main issue most people have. I can't, and even I have that, I can't eat healthy sometimes because it costs so much. But what I have started to do, is budget my money. So now I bring in more vegetables and fruit, and it feels really good. And I, like I said, I blend up my fruits and vegetables together if I don't have time to cook, so I can at least drink it.
Well, that's the best way to get it, because we are in a very busy lifestyle. So just throw it in the juicer and juice it. You can engineer on that $15 for 5 days of nutrition. You can take the pulp, mix it into your hummus. It takes really minutes. I mean, it's a lot less time to prepare your food, your dressings, your dips at home, where you know they don't have the caustic chemicals engineered into them, than it does to go to the store and walk through the aisles and pay all that money. It's much simpler to just stop outsourcing your food products, because you cannot trust them. I mean, they have these huge conventions where people are learning to engineer everything synthetically. There's hardly any real food in any of the packaged products. It's basically dyes and different chemicals that stimulate, you know, our taste buds and evoke these really powerful biochemistry in our body that makes us addicted. So since it's not real food, you know, why are you spending your money and time on it?
You spend just as much money just to constantly eat out when you can take that money and just go to the grocery store and buy all the healthy foods that you possibly need to cook at home. You would save way much more. You would see a big difference.
Well, not only that, but you're not going to be at the hospital in the emergency room. You're not going to get sick. You'll never get the flu or the cold. Your body will become very strong and healthy.
Deborah, the addiction to junk food, will it ever end? And if and where will it end?
When we stop marketing. I mean, if we are buying it, they're going to keep producing it. So the only thing you can do is step out of it. Understand you've been played. You've been played for money. Nobody cares about your health but you. So just stop trusting all these corporations that say they have your best interest at heart, because they don't. You should just do a little research on how they're treating the animals that are they're turning into food products. And then you would understand.
They're wrong, two of them. So, I mean, they added steroids to them. I remember watching a documentary on chickens. They were adding steroids to chickens, and they were so big, they couldn't even barely stand up. They was falling over. And this is where we rush into the store, and we're eating all this processed food.
It's true. It's true. You have to make a decision. You have to take a stand. I'm either going to be healing my body, or I'm going to be in the sick management system. And the one question that I have that is the reason that I spent $1.5 million out of pocket over 28 years as a single mom was why, if the United States spends more than double on healthcare research, why do we rank number one in chronic diseases, which are all food and stress related? And if you don't wrap your head around that, if you don't really understand what that is saying, then you're just not going to be convinced, and that's okay. I tell people, start with the movie on Netflix, Forks Over Knives. See it about three or four times, and if that starts making sense to you, it's going to be a lot easier to step out of the game and start taking care of your family.
Okay. Yeah, you do. Everybody has to participate, and that's what I try to do with my family here. Let's get off the fried food. Let's do the baked food. I know it might be hard, but we all have to come together. Family that stays together, we can eat healthy together.
Yeah, you can even motivate the community to start a community garden. It's very easy for classrooms to start classroom gardening. I mean, everyone could be growing their own food. A hospital can grow their own food. A church can grow their own food. It's we are still allowed to do this, so we should take advantage of it.
And we better, Deborah, because every time you mostly turn on the news now, you hear this food, there's something wrong with it. This food is not right, so after we're all going to be going back to gardening.
And it's really simple when you understand how much nutrition, if you, there's another post, nutrition versus food products, pages and pages of nutrients out of just one apple, just one carrot.
Oh, now that's what I love. I love carrots. I need to start adding that to my diet. Deborah, but where do we start when it comes to best supporting our bodies to heal and maintain health?
Stop eating processed food.
Okay. Basically, that's what, like Deborah said, you just got to stop. We got to stop trying to head to the McDonald's. It's tempting. Yes, your stomach is growling. But the best thing I usually do, I like to carry little snacks. And sometimes you have to be careful about what snacks you carry, because some of them have artificial flavors. And all of it is not healthy. I forgot what the doctor said. Like some of the yogurt you'll see with the mixed fruit, it's best to eat your yogurt plain. So we have to be mindful of every little thing. I know it's hard to try to do it, but it's best to do it, like you said, Deborah, instead of ending up in the hospital years later. You have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, or you end up with diabetes. So we have to start taking care of ourselves. Take care of yourself so you can take care of someone else. Deborah, is there anything we can do if we can't grow our own backyard nutrition?
Yes. I have a formula, an essential oil formula called Protection. And that's engineered in a way that it actually boosts your immune system. But if you can only buy your produce at the store and it's not organic, the best thing you can do is fill your sink with cold water, dissolve a pinch of solar sea salt or Himalaya salts, because you're liberating 96 live electrical minerals in your washing water in your sink. And then soak your leafy greens, your herbs, all your vegetables in this water. Add 4 drops of the protection essential oil. And then what that will do is pull out the herbicides, pesticides, spray growth hormones out of your vegetable tissue. And that can help. So at least you're hydrating your produce with minerals so it's not as, you know, deficient. And then if you just stay away from all the packaged processed foods, including the yogurt, because most of our packaged foods, even the dairy, are loaded with chemicals, antibiotics, steroids. And then the grains, all the sugar cereals and things are GMOs, which are melting us from the inside out. So if you just stay away from everything that's manufactured and just eat your fruits and vegetables, you can turn high blood pressure around, and people are able to get off their medication in 6 weeks just by allowing the body to do what the body does best, heal itself. But we're not doing anything to help that process.
Deborah, are there any meats that you will include, or you prefer not to have any meat?
Well, we don't need meat. We don't get, our body has to work really hard to take an animal product and break it down into something that our body can recognize as nutrition. So I don't know why you'd want to burden your system with that process when you can just quickly and efficiently assimilate the amino acids from the vegetables or sprout your own sprouts. That's really affordable. So you can get much higher quality of nutrition from fruits and vegetables than eating an animal product.
Ooh, now see, my body, I would have to definitely practice, because it comes from learning as a child the meat and then the vegetables. And see, that would take practice to take away the meat. I can imagine my family looking at me right now, Mom, where's the meat? Well, we're going to do the vegetables, but Mama, where's the meat?
The meat and dairy industry have done a really good job, you know, over the last 60 years of programming everybody that is a requirement for health. That's why I suggest watch Forks Over Knives, because this is a 30-year study conducted by doctors that proves that this is what's making us so sick. There's a great book out called Meatonomics, written by a lawyer, that shows the connection between the meat and dairy and disease. So again, you know, eat your animal products, but just know that you're going to gain disease very quickly. I mean, we have 10-year-olds being tested for cholesterol to set them up on taking drugs, you know, when all they have to do is get out all the animal products, get out all the processed products, save $200 to $300 a week off your grocery bill, avoid the medical institutions because you don't need them when you're healthy, and take responsibility for your health.
Okay. Now, Deborah, I think you created the skincare product line. How did that come about?
I'm sorry, what?
I was asking about the skincare product line. How did that come about?
Well, there weren't any skincare or cleaning products, for that matter, out on the market without a lot of caustic chemicals. And as people would want to take really good care of themselves, the first step is to eliminate everything that is gumming up the bloodstream with chemicals and toxins. So I use the blood and I use the skin as the delivery system to the blood during the 28-year research project. So a lot of people that were diseased didn't have healthy skin, And since I was using the skin and I also needed to create products just for them and myself so that weren't caustic, I did create the skincare. And it's very affordable and easy to use. It's nutritious for the skin and the bloodstream, and you'll notice a difference immediately, even in one use.
Okay. Well, what makes the skincare different from, like, other handmade natural skincare products?
I think it may, I don't know, because I don't look into the ingredients of all the handmade products, but if you're able to hand make your products, that is wonderful. I would always support any little company that is hand-making their skincare and using therapeutic-grade essential oils, because that is so important, and we need to support all those little businesses. I don't know that mine is that much different, other than I did spend 28 years of my life working 80 hours a week and $1.5 million out of pocket to learn exactly what our 65 trillion cells need for a healthier duplication every 24 hours. You have to realize our cells are going to duplicate every 24 hours. So every 24 hours, you're either going to gain a disease or you're going to gain your health, depending on what you're feeding those cells through the bloodstream and through the skin. So I would say I do have a better understanding than most people because it's hard-earned. And I have engineered the nutrients into the skincare.
Okay. Now, Deborah, also in relation to that, there are three laws of nutrition. Can you explain those to us?
Yes. The way that our body digests food is through digestive enzymes. So even if you're juicing, to get the advantage of those nutrients, you need to swish the juice in the mouth to get the saliva work through it, because the saliva is what digests our carbohydrates, and our fruits and vegetables are carbohydrates. So that is the first law of nutrition with the digestion, and it's very specific. Those enzymes digest different elements, so you want to practice food combining so that you can completely digest your food so that you can assimilate it in the small intestine into the bloodstream and take full advantage of the nutrients. The second law of nutrition would be to create a 7.3 pH in your blood and body fluids. That's an alkaline pH. If we have an acid pH by eating all the junk food, stressing out, and eating all the animal products, which that all produces an acid environment for ourselves, then we're basically melting down from the inside out. So you want your blood and body fluids to be at a 7.3 pH balance. And then the third law would be to support your immune system. Don't keep triggering a defensive reaction in your immune system by eating things that are combative. So I do have food charts on my website, and each blood type has its own food chart. It's all for free. You can go to pasttoperfecthealth.com, click on learn, click on nutrition, click on food charts, and then you'll have your food chart. I've made it really, really simple to know exactly what to combine with what and what you can eat that will be in harmony to your blood type antigen. And then the larger circle on the food chart is from fruits and vegetables, which are alkalinizing rather than acid-producing.
Okay. Well, Deborah, basically, what is so special about Path to Perfect Health formulation?
Well, essential oils are complicated, and they're incredibly powerful. So what I learned over the 28 years is how to engineer formulations that are safe for everyone to use. Now, essential oils are safe, but cinnamon, nutmeg can burn the top of the skin if you overuse it in the same area. The skin can become sensitive. So what I did was engineer the powerful therapeutic-grade essential oils into a system that is safe for the skin and highly effective and very affordable. So let's say you have, and they're also very simple to use. Like if you have headaches, then the label would just say headache. If you have an infection, like a bladder or urine infection, or an infection topically on the skin, the label just says infection. I also have a kids label line to help them. Like the we were able to get 200 children off Ritalin 1 year by the two formulas, Focus and Peaceful. So okay. I think they're different in that way, where I know because of the testing that I did personally that all the formulas are very safe topically to inhale. I don't ever suggest taking them internally because that's kind of wasting the precious molecules. They're meant to be inhaled and applied topically.
Okay. So there is one, is there one specifically just for headaches? Because I usually get those a lot in time.
Yes, it's called headache.
Oh, okay. So everything, okay, I like that. Everything mostly that you have a problem with is a name just specifically just for the headache. I think you got one for digestion issues, immune boosters, addiction, cravings, stress, emotional imbalances, as she mentioned earlier, skin disorders, focus, and then sleep.
Yeah, like if for any digestive issues, you'd just choose stomach. Stomach is amazing. It helps with heartburn. It helps promote more digestive enzymes in your own body. It supports the whole digestive system until it heals itself. That formula is amazing.
Oh, I bet it is. But why have to Perfect Health essential oil formulas?
Well, you'll know they're safe. They're very easy to use. They're the highest quality. They go through three separate different tests.
Wow.
And I know they work, and they're very, very affordable.
Okay. Now, Deborah, this question I wanted to ask. Now, out of the 28-year field study that you did, why did you choose essential oils?
They're stable, they're affordable,
mm-hmm.
and easy to use, and much more powerful than herbs, tinctures, homeopaths. And from what I found out through all the treatments that we designed with the essential oils, that anyone can use them. You can take them along with you easily if you travel, and they stay stable. You don't have to keep them in the refrigerator, and they last for a very, very long time.
Okay. Now, Deborah, what will the readers mainly find in your book, A Path to Perfect Health?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
I'm sorry. In your book, A Path to Perfect Health, what will the readers find in it that really helped them along?
Well, you'll have to find that used. I have put everything on the website to help everyone that I figured out in writing the book, but you can find it. It's used on the Internet for a lot of money, actually. But in the book, it's just basically telling about the stress response. It's telling about all the nutrition that we talked about. It has the food charts in it. It lists the oils. Everything that's in the book that can be helpful is free on the website.
Okay. Well, I think I have gotten inspired within this amount of time to really change my whole life. I'm sal over because I want to gain a better health lifestyle. It's gonna be a little hard to try to wean away from the meat, but I can do it. I mean, it just takes practice. As they say, Rome wasn't built in a day, so I'm gonna try that because I want to eliminate the processed food and do more raw fruits, vegetables, sprouts, as you mentioned, herbs. Also, we can't forget, we still have to exercise. A lot of people always forget that. They think, oh, I'm eating healthy. Well, we got tired in exercise, too. And as you mentioned, we just have to remove all the chemically laced stuff and use these cleaning products, as well as reducing the emotional distractions from your daily lifestyle. because this will only just support the body's ability to heal very quickly. So
exercise is actually really important because that's what moves the blood through the body. So you want to do the exercising.
I had finished my workout before I actually started my show. I got my workout in, and that's the hardest thing for me to do because I work, like, back-to-back. And when I get up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I don't feel like exercise. I'll be so tired. But you have to fight it. You do. You have to get in. Try to get in every day if you can. Take a break. I usually do it. I usually exercise 6 days out of the week, and then I do 1 day of rest. But I definitely need to start trying to really plan my meals better. And I have heard some say to plan your meals in advance. So that is another thing I need to get in the habit of doing.
Yeah, you can set up a system. Like when you buy your vegetables, take them home, soak them, let them dry on the countertop, and then just put them in big containers in the refrigerator, and then they're ready to go, and they last longer that way. You've hydrated them with all the nutrition, and then it's very easy to throw together your meals.
Okay. And I think this will help because I know you said that's what you did for your son. Instead of giving him the drug, you changed over because they only give you, you're right, they only give you two options. Either the drug or they'll try to put them into a continuation class, which that's what one of the teachers is trying to do for my twin daughter. She's trying to put her into another class to get her distracted. But maybe if I change her whole eating habits over, maybe that will help her to focus better.
Oh, it will. You'll notice a huge difference in how they behave. Their academics will improve. This has been proven over time that schools that actually incorporate, you know, classroom gardening, children will choose their own vegetables over the junk food, and academics improve, behavior settles down, and the child is calmer, sleeps better. All we have to do is get them off all the chemicals and drugs.
Okay. Well, Deborah, before we get off the air, is there anything else that you want to give the listeners, any more informative information that they need to know?
Well, I just really encourage everyone to watch Forks Over Knives and take your health in your own responsibility. Stop letting all the corporations make the money off your sickness, off your pain, off your broken heart, your disease, because there are many countries that don't allow the toxic, poisonous products, and these people are not dying of chronic and degenerative diseases, all of which are preventable, all of them are food and stress related, and take care of yourself and your family.
Yeah, because I have a lot of Japanese friends, and a lot of times they eat a lot of garlic, and that helps, and you wonder why they stay so healthy. They don't, like you said, they don't eat a lot of all that toxic food. If we eat that, that's
no,
not healthy.
No, they don't.
They don't. And, it's, and that stuff, and it'd be smelly. You could smell through their skin, but they're so healthy. They live.
That's
they
right.
They live a healthy life. They do. I say if you want to live a healthy life, do like the Japanese does, Asians too, and all of them. They eat a very healthy life. I work around them too, and you will not see them eating any processed foods whatsoever. They don't.
No, we can help each other. Just you be an example, and then everyone can see how fast and easy it can be.
Yeah, that's true. And in order for you to do it, you have to be around people who are going to be motivational for you to do that, because a lot of people, I don't want to eat healthy, or I'm just going to take this little small bite, but you need that encouragement. So I say if you're going to do it, hang around people who are going to encourage you. You don't need any downers.
No, that's true. I mean, it's okay if people want to poison themselves. I mean, that's their choice.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to affect you.
It doesn't. You're so right about that, Deborah. Well, Deborah, I really do appreciate this information that you provided to us today. It's really helpful, and I hope people take heed to better themselves, to have a healthier lifestyle, because it's no joke. Once you get sick, you know, it's hard to really heal yourself when you get in that state. when we don't want to get in that state. We don't want the diabetes. We don't want the high cholesterol. So let's do right from the start, as Deborah said. You start now on a healthy road. You continue on that healthy road, and you can live and lead this world of natural causes. So Deborah, I do thank you so much, and I hope we can continue this discussion later on down the road.
Oh, sure. Just go to pathtoperfecthealth.com and click on Learn, and everything is right there free for you to start taking a better care of yourself and get on the path to perfect health. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah, and you have a blessed one.
You too.
Just tell me where to go, and I'll take off my clothes for you. Yeah.
Now we have to do it again, right?
You're in total control, and you're running the show. I'll do whatever you tell me.
My body, your but that life is for living the most.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me, so I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.